AP News, I'm Hayat Hajwani. The Israeli military says Hamas has released all 20 of the last living hostages. It's part of a breakthrough ceasefire after 2 years of war between Israel and Hamas in the devastated Gaza Strip. President Trump is urging Israel to build on its fragile U.S.-brokered truce with Hamas. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has the latest.
As he addressed Israeli lawmakers,
generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change
toward what he hopes is peace for all eternity. To that end,
Israel, with our help, has won all that they can by force of arms. You've won.
The president pushing the Israelis to work on peace after 2 years of war.
I am committed to this peace.
The president and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu raised hopes the war may end. And even as hundreds of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel walked free, along with all 20 remaining living hostages in Gaza, there are still fundamental questions over when and how the fighting might stop. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The NFL's top quarterback has broken another passing record. Corresponding Devin Kulbaugh.
Patrick Mahomes has joined the 300 club.
It's extremely cool. I mean, I've been blessed.
Mahomes now has 302 career touchdown passes, including the postseason, becoming the quickest player in NFL history to reach the 300 mark after a 3-TD day in the Chiefs' 30-17 win over the Lions. He accomplished the feat in 139 games, 8 faster than Aaron Rodgers.
I've been blessed. I got drafted here in Kansas City, a great community, great ownership, and then getting one of the best football coaches of all time and some of the greatest players of all time around me. And so it makes my job a lot easier.
I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutala, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street and recovering some of the ground they lost on Friday. The S&P 500 climbed 1.2% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 414 points. It's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.7%. U.S. indexes are still below where they were on Friday when President Donald Trump threatened much higher tariffs on China. Stocks clawed back some of those losses after Trump softened his criticism of China. That raised hopes for another trade truce that might allow stocks to keep setting records. Bond trading was closed for a holiday. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Nobel Economics Prize went to three researchers for explaining innovation-driven economic growth. Joel Mokyr, Philippe Agion, and Peter Howitt won the prize for explaining how innovation creates new products and promotes economic growth and human welfare, even as it leaves old businesses in the dust. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.